Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And let's go to Darren once again for the sports news.
Good morning, Mary. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry won the Zurich Classic of New Orleans team event last night. The Irish pair beat Chad Ramey and Martin Traynor thanks to a playoff after both teams finished on 25 under par. Great teamwork from the Irish, especially on the 18th, where they needed a birdie to force the playoff. And it's a very important win for both. A big boost for their FedEx Cup points list. The win was Rory's 25th on the PGA Tour, and it was a very good one for Shane as well, because it's his first on the tour since his Open win in 2019. A timely one for Shane Lowry.
It's been huge for me because I wasn't going to be in Quail Hollow. I was hoping to get an invite for Memorial. I was hoping to get an invite there in Travelers. I didn't really know what was going to happen, so I knew I needed to make some FedEx Cup points, and this gets me in those, and it's it means I can plan my schedule now. And you know, with family stuff and my wife and kids going back to Ireland in the summer, it means I don't really have to stay over here and grind it out too long. I can do what I feel like and what I want to do. And yeah, it's freed me up a lot this summer. So hopefully we can both kick on now.
Yeah,
got three majors left. You know, hopefully we can get one each. Maybe two and one be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that's the plan for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, we all like the sound of that, don't we? Rory and Shane splitting up the majors between them. All-Ireland hurling champions Limerick made it 2 wins from 2 in the Munster Championship. Comfortable win against Tipperary yesterday. Sorry about that, Mary. Are you getting slightly worried about the Tip hurlers?
I'm keeping my powder dry here at the moment. Fingers crossed.
I'm sure they'll bounce back. On the downside for Limerick, though, Peter Casey came off with an injury. Looks very serious. Clare got their season back on track with a win against Cork. And Leinster, Galway and Kilkenny drew in Saltill. Kerry won in the Joe McDonagh Cup, but no update really yet on the extent of that injury to Peter Casey. But I think John Kiely's tone said it all when he was asked about it after the game yesterday.
Yeah, just you know, apart from winning or losing or anything like that, you know, and it doesn't matter what team the players are on, you know, for us or anyone really involved in sport, nobody wants to see players, you know, get seriously injured on the field of play. And you know, Peter's been there before with a serious injury, Croke Park, the All-Ireland final, and has had to make that recovery before. So I don't know the full extent of the injury, but listen, it's a significant injury. There's no two ways about that. And we're thinking of him now this evening. And listen, he'll get the best of care. We'll make sure he's well looked after, and you know, we'll give him every chance to make a comeback at some point in the future. But it's very, very disappointing.
Yeah, and best wishes to him. In football, Donegal qualified for the Ulster football final. Extra time win against Tyrone. Dublin will play Louth in the Leinster final. The Dubs got the better of Offaly. Louth beat Kildare. In ladies football, Dublin and Meath both won. They'll now face each other in the Leinster final. Margaret Cremin won a silver medal at the European Rowing Championships in Hungary. Both Manchester City and Arsenal won in the Premier League. Forest lost to City 2-0. Arsenal overcame Tottenham 3-2. Celtic remained 3 points clear of Rangers in Scotland. They had a 2-1 victory over Dundee, while Rangers beat St Mirren on the same scoreline. Glebe North won the FAI Intermediate Cup for the first time. In rugby, Cork Conn beat Terenure to win the Division 1 of the AIL. UL Bohemians won the Women's Decider, and it was also a very significant weekend for the Irish Women's National Team. They secured third place in the Six Nations. It was a hard-fought win, though, against Scotland in Belfast, which got them over the line. Former international Alison Miller joins me now. How are the nerves after that, Alison?
Yeah, it was a nervy game. I actually said to my husband at halftime, or coming up to halftime, geez, I need a break from this. I need a halftime to come to settle down. It was a nervy game. It wasn't a great game, but I think the whole thing is that they've qualified and they found a way to win, which impressed me, and their mentality impressed me more than anything.
And obviously, the win secures third place, World Cup qualification. How significant is that in terms of the development of the game here?
It's hugely significant. I was just thinking there, obviously, after not qualifying for the 2021 World Cup, which, you know, when you look back at that team, they were a very good team and they were very well capable of qualifying. It just wasn't good for them in terms of, the competition. But, and then obviously what came after was the letter and, you know, a whole shift in everything that was done. So it's great to see that all that has come to a positive change and that the team qualified. And as I said, I was impressed by their mentality after getting, you know, hammered by England. And it just showed, to me, it showed a real strong mentality, their resilience and their grit to come back regardless of, you know, that England game and come back and beat Scotland. And look, it wasn't a great game and we didn't play particularly well, but to find a way to win was the most important thing.
And just finally,
which they did.
Yeah. And just finally, you know, the England defeat, you mentioned it, that wasn't particularly good viewing. But do you think over the course of this campaign, have you seen enough to see that there's progression being made?
Yeah, like I think we're seeing some good positive shoots in terms of players coming on. Look, they have a lot of hard work to do now. And I think when you have a good, determined attitude like that, you can build. And there's young players coming through. Katie Corrigan there scored her try in the championship, which just shows what she can do. And she's going to get better and better the more she's immersed in the environment.
Okay, Alison Miller, thanks for joining us on Morning Ireland this morning. In hockey, Railway Union scored a last-minute goal. They secured a Champions Trophy win against Loretto in the men's final won by Banbridge. The Irish para-swimming swimmers returned to Dublin last night following a 12-medal haul at the European Championships in Portugal. Teenager Roisin Nareen stole the show. Two golds, three silver and a bronze.
This is, you know, a really good prep meet. We've, you know, gotten the opportunity to get out now and race some of our competitors. This is the last time we'll get to do that before Paris. So definitely sets us up quite well and definitely makes me very excited for the summer ahead.
And finally, I just want to mention a real celebration of sport for young women over the weekend. The All-Ireland Minor Camogie Finals took place. Tipperary won the Electric Ireland Championship. And I was at a juvenile inter-county blitz myself on Saturday. Hundreds of young girls competing. And lovely to see so much progress being made by counties like Offaly and Carlow. The Carlow team were over to me and they wanted a big shout out for their efforts at the weekend. So good morning to them. And well done as well to all the John Westphalia Camogie and ladies teams competing over the weekend. I just saw in Dublin alone, Audrey, 1,400 camogie players competing across 18 venues. We make that a record.
It was brilliant. And I was involved in the Fela Camogie this weekend. More than 1,400 girls, Darren, all across Dublin, 67 teams playing at least five matches over 2 days. Mammoth work undertaken by all the volunteer coaches at the clubs to host these blitzes, these tournaments, this Fela. And then all the girls, all 14 and 15-year-olds out there playing in these just terrific matches. The best camogie, some of the best camogie on display, and just their grit and their determination to get through these matches and to win. And I'll just give a quick shout out, if you don't mind, to the winners in Dublin. I know that there was Fela football taking place on around the country as well. Congratulations to all the winners. But In the Camogie Fela in Dublin, to Foggs, to two Nafianna teams, Division 2 and 7 winners, Rahini, Trinity Gales, Oliver Plunkett's Clontarf, Vincent's and Good Counsel, Liffey Gales. It's just brilliant demonstration of what's going on at grassroots level across the country.
Long may it continue.
Absolutely.